was the idea of Safik, where you have a Nazir who becomes a Safik Mitzora, and as a result of that, has to complete Nazira Saltzata Safik, and then Nazira Saltzata Tara, which generates a doubling, and sometimes, as we were explaining, a quadrupling of the time, because remember, the Mitzora has to do Tiglachas, actually, in two successive points. First, after the Yemei Hechlet, as we call it, and then he has to do what we call Yemei, either Yemei Gemar, or Yemei Sfar, same thing, that days of counting, or days of completing, where it says, V'yashav michutz lo shivas yamim, and then he does Tiglachas again with the Karban. So Tiglachas, Tiglachas, and now this guy's a Nazir, he's going to have to wait 30 days and do another Tiglachas. So there are going to be three, okay, total. So let's just go back to that point. So Masiv Rami Berchama, Nazir Shea Tamei B'Safek. So we don't really know if he has Tzaras. Muchlad B'Safek, and then he heals, but it's still all together Safek. So Ochel B'Kad Shema Achar Shishim Yom, V'shosa Yayin V'tam Me'le Mesim L'achar Me'a V'Estrim Yom. V'tani Allah B'medvar Mamurim, third line in Vav Amid Aleph, B'Niziris Mu'etes, Aval B'Niziris Bashana. But if it was with Niziris Merubah, it was a very long amount of time, so we're hoping that he could be able to do things sooner. Ochel B'Kad Shem L'achar Shtei Shanim, L'achar Shtei Shanim, because he pledged Niziris for a year. What happened was is that we don't know if the Niziris that he observed was really proper Niziris or not, because of this interruption of the Tzara, so he has to do it all over again. But then after 2 years, we say to him, oh, maybe that really wasn't a valid 2 years altogether, depending on what went on, specifically because, right, the Tiglachas, he has to first do a Tiglachas al Tzara Safek for his Tzara, then a Tiglachas after his Yemei Sfira, and then he has to grow out his hair to become a Nazir again, and he pledged a full year, so he ends up with this quadruple sentence. So v'yisal kadaitach, this is now the real point of the Gemara, salkin layome, right, that the days, at least in the context of Naziris Meruba, when the Naziris is extended, that the days could actually count in the direction of his Naziris, tizgi lay b'shaloshanim u'shloshim yom. So then all he should have to do is observe another 30 days to grow out his hair. Remember that the minimum Gidol Seyar is 30 days. V'od, furthermore, Masar Ravashi, in Liel Yimei Toma, Shein Olun Lo Min HaMinyan, Yimei Chiluto Minayin, the days of Chalut, again, Chalut literally means to have replay, to have healing, V'dinhu, we could think we could draw a Kal B'chomer, Yimei Toma Migalayach, Umevi Karban. Right, we know that after the Mitzora, after those 7 days, where he's outside of his tent, then on the 8th day, he shaves all the hair off his body, and what does he do? He brings this beautiful korban, the Shtei Tzipurim Echayos Taros. Remember, one of the birds he slaughters, I always talk about this, I like this korban, right? And you take the other bird and you dip it into the blood of the dead bird, and you send it, Vishilach al Pnei Asadah. So they call it the Abraham Lincoln Korban, the new birth of freedom. It's a very dramatic Korban. Okay? So he's going to have his Korban. Good. So we've been following Kal V'chomer. Yimei Tuma Megaleach Umevi Korban. Yimei Chaluto Megaleach Umevi Korban. Ma Yimei Tuma So Ein Olin Lo Min HaMinyan. Af Yimei Chaluto Ein Olin Lo Min HaMinyan. So it seems like another proof based on Kal V'chomer that it's not really going to count. So the Gemara deflects and says, "Lo, im amar b'mei tumaso shkin mevatel behenes akodmin." Remember, when a person is declared to have tzaras, so then it knocks out everything that came beforehand. Amar b'mei chiluto shein mevatel behenes akodmin. That's a different story. That's not going to knock out anything that came beforehand. Samar takavachomeru. Manazir bekever. Remember, we're going all the way back to sort of the beginning of the Masechta. When somebody takes a vow of Nazirus, when they're in a base olam, when they're in the cemetery, all together, shesa'aro roi letiglachas, Nazirus ain olin lo min haminyan, right? You can't start the count of Nazirus until he's out of the cemetery. Good review. Yimei chiluto, the days where he's healed, she'ein saro ra'oi l'tiglachas, right? There's no way that his sayer is ra'oi l'tiglachas, because it has to have gone for 30 days. And remember, the period of chalud is not going to be anywhere near as long, okay? Nizirus l'kol she'kein. So ve'ein li'al yimei chiluto, yimei sifro minayin, the days when he sits outside of his tent and he counts 7 days, v'dinu. Top line of the Vavamit Beis, we should have a kal v'chomer. Ma yimei chiluto ta'un tiglachas, af yimei sifro. So too, the days when he's counting outside of his tent. Ma yimei chiluto in olu no min aminyin. So if we have this similarity, af yimei sifro, so too, the days that he's counting outside of his tent should not integrate into Naziris. Yochol af yimei hezgero kain. Now remember, what's hezger? We haven't reviewed this in a few days. It's good to review. Yimei hezger is quarantine. Yimei hezger is when he's not determined to be mitzora muchlat, not a dispositive mitzora. It's not yimei sfiro, where he's sitting outside of his tent. He's in quarantine. We don't know what his status is. It could be that the Kohen is going to come and declare him to be a vadai mitzora. It could be that he'll get a clean bill of health. We don't know. Those are Yimei Hezker. So, Af Yimei Sifra Yachol, Af Yimei Hezker, Okin, V'adin Nosin. We should have a Kavacham in the other direction. Chalot. We know that a Mitzorah Mochlad Mitami Mishkav Moshav. Anything he sits on becomes an Avatum of Yimei Hezgero. Mitami Mishkav Moshav. And that's the same halacha. Im Lamat Yimei Chaluta Shin Olalumin Aminin Af Yimei Hezgero and Olalumin Aminin. So the Gemara says, not so fast. Amartala. Im Lamat Yimei Chiluto Shikain Chiluto Ta'an Tiglachas. He's going to have to shave all the hair off his body. Umevi karban, and we know he's going to have to bring a karban afterwards. Lefichach ein olin. Tomar b'mei hezgero, she'ein ta'un tiglachas. Maybe he's not going to have to shave all the hair off his body. Ve'eino mevi karban. Like I said, he could walk away from this scot-free, with no repercussions whatsoever. So yes, and this is an interesting thing about Yimei Hezger. While he's in quarantine, there are chumras. There's no question about it. There are chumras. If he sits on something, it becomes an avatumah, tani mishkav moshav. But l'mafreya, afterwards, no harm, no foul. Clean bill of health, no giluach, no korban. And therefore, when we take a look at the total picture, maybe those days of Hezger, he was sent into quarantine for 1 week, for 2 weeks. Maybe they can integrate into his count of Naziros. It's a very important line. Okay? See, Hezger is a very complex institution. On the one hand, right now, he's Mitami Mishkav Moshe. It's a very serious level of Tuma. On the other hand, he may walk away from this with a clean bill of health. So right now, what the Gemara is saying is critical. Absolutely critical. What is it that prevents this entire complex of time involving Tumas Tzaras from integrating into the Naziros? It's the fact of Giluach, the fact that he's going to have to shave the whole hair off his body, and the fact that it requires a karban. It's not so much the Tuma per se. V'haraya, Yimei Hezger. First very important point we saw today. Good. Okay. The fikach in the tomer may has gero shein tani tiglachas ve'enu may vikarba. The fikach yalo l'minyan. Mikan amru yimei sifro v'yimei gemaro ein olin lo min haminyan. Aval yimei hazav v'hazava v'hazgero harei elu olin lo. Those can count towards a period of Naziros. So the Gemara says, maybe we're not entirely sure yet. Tani mi aslo. Ima mar tami mei toma shekein mevatel ben ezakod min. Toma mei chaluto. Sibimai. What kind of Naziros are we talking about? There's nothing to talk about. Either way, you're going to have to regrow your hair for 30 days. Something like a Naziris of 50 days, of 60 days, of a year, where there's going to be enough time ex post facto to grow out the 30 days. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's not going to be integrated in any of his cases. You may Sifro, you may Gemara, which is fundamentally non-integrated into the days of Naziris. Okay. The Mishnah says, Amr Blazer Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Please note that right now it looks like he got it from Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua were Chavrusa, so he quoted his Chavrusa. It's going to end up being more complicated than that in just a second. Amr Rabbi Lazar Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, Kol Tumah Min HaMeis. Anytime we're dealing with Tumas Meis, Shenazir Migalea Chalea, Chayavin Alao Bias Mikdash, you be chayiv in a situation where you enter the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash, we know that you can't enter in a state of Tumah. V'chol Tumah min HaMeis she'ein ha-nazir migalei achala, ein chayav in ala al-bi'as mikdash. So the Mishnah wants to establish an equation. If it's a sufficient degree of Tumah to cause the Nazir to be migaleiach, it must be a sufficient degree of Tumah to prevent entry into the Beis HaMikdash. Not everybody agrees to that. Amar of Meir, Lo Tehezao, Kalo Mina Sheretz. There is something in Halacha called Tumah Sheretz, Shmona Shvatzim, crawly things, that are themselves are Ava Tumah. Contact with them will prevent you from coming into the Beis HaMikdash, but guess what? Not only insects. Could be mice, turtles, lizards. You didn't have these in Odessa. So there, Yosef, here's the critical point. That will prevent you from entering the Beis HaMikdash because you're considered to be Tameh. But a Nazir wouldn't be Migaleach. It's not Tumas Meis. So Meir says he doesn't accept this equation. We know that there are sources of Tumah that aren't going to compel the Nazir to be Migaleach. That will prevent you from entering the Beis HaMikdash. Tumas Sheretz.
But it's not enough to make you
tumor from the Nazir. So it's not going to force the Nazir to be Migaleach. Right. Remember, what is the Nazir? The Nazir is really a very narrow band of Tumah. What are we concerned about in terms of the Nazir? Tumas Meis. So there are plausibly situations where we know maybe the Tumah is going to be sufficient to prevent you from entering the Beis HaMikdash. But the Nazir is going to be Megaleach. So it could be that all of those situations that we discussed in the earlier Mishnah, where we said the Nazir isn't going to be Megaleach Aleihem, but maybe he still can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. Give me a precedent for that. Tumas Sheretz. Black on white. To cut off the hair. He's got to restart the Naziris. So the Gemara says, a process point. Some far-flung place. And he said the following equation. Kol tuma min hames shenazim alechlech chayav in alam ishum bias mikdash. So you can be chayav if you enter the Beis HaMikdash. V'chol tuma min hames shenazim alechlech chayav in alam ishum bias mikdash. Amar lo, absolutely not. Rav Meir rejected this teaching. Al teheizo kalam isharetz. Tumasharetz, you can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. The Nazir is obviously not going to be Megaleach. So who's to say that? You have a category that as long as a Nazir is in Megaleach, you go into the Beis HaMikdash. Mechtesi. Absolutely not. That's what Rabbi Meir responded in the moment. But who was he responding to? A teaching of Rabbi Yeshua Bar Mamal. Was Rabbi Yeshua Bar Mamal in the Mishnah? No. What did it say in the Mishnah? Amar Rav Lazar Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara now is intrigued by this. So Maratigal Kluma Tabaki Rabbi Yeshua Bar Mamal. So Rabbi Lazar says, wait, are you expert in the halachos of Rabbi Yeshua Bar Marvel? So Amar Li, hey, said, yeah, yes. So Kach Amar Li Yeshua Bar Marvel, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara explains the following. The reason that it's recorded in the Mishnah is who did Rabbi Elazar hear it from? Rabbi Elazar heard it from Rabbi Yeshua. Yet Rabbi Meir rejected it. But in between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lazar, who really was there, Rabbi Yeshua Bar Mamal. So the Gemara derives a very interesting process point here. Second major point of the day. So we can now lay down a principle. So Amru Shema Mina, we can learn something interesting from this. Kol Shemaitza Demis Amr Beveit Lasa Kadmayu Basray Aminan Mitzi Ailo Aminan. That if you have a tradition that goes back three generations or more, you're required, remember there's a principle in halacha, that I always have to acknowledge the source from where I learned this. It's actually based, believe it or not, in Megillas Esther. Kol ha'omer davar b'shem omro, mevi geula l'olam, shenemar v'tomer esther l'melech b'shem Mordechai. So I have to say it in the name of the one that I heard it from, and the progenitor of the tradition. I don't have to hit all of the intermediate generations. There's nothing wrong with it. Maybe it's laudatory, but it's not required. That's how Rabbi Yeshua Bar Mamal didn't end up in our Gemara. So there's another proof for this idea. Amar Nachum Yitzchak Avanan and Damitanina. Because Amar Nachum Halavlar, Nachum a scribe, Kachum a Kublani me Rabbi Yoshia, Shekiba me Abba, Shekiba me Nazugos. Who are the Zugos? Well, the most famous of them were Hillel and Shammai. Before that, we had Shemaiah of Talion. Before that, we had Yehuda ben Tabai and Shema ben Shetach. Before that, we had Yeshua ben Prachia and Itai Arbeli. Before that, we had Yosi ben Yoazer and Yosi ben Yochanan. There were five generations. So Rabbi Yoshia and Kibel from Abba, the Kibel Minazugo, Shekibel Minavim, Malach Moshe Bisinai, Bizoreya Shabbos Vechardol. Fascinating idea that if I plant two species of wheat, I only have to, and even though they're different species of wheat, you know how many species of wheat there are? Hundreds. Because certain ones grow in better in different climates and different environments. Some of them survive transportation better. It's a niche area for people who are involved in this area, this industry. There's very different kinds of wheat out there. But if I plant two different kinds of wheat, you know I'm only chayav to set up one corner of my field, mishum peya, because it's considered chitin. If I have two completely different species, then I'll have to leave two peyos, okay? So we have this long line from which we derive these halachos. So there you have to nil peya mikol echad ve'echad. But there, it's important because, wait a second. V'ilu Yoshua v'kalev v'chashiv. Shema mina. They were in this chain of command also. They must have, at some point, it was a halach l'moshe misinai. Who did Moshe pass it on to? Yoshua. Yoshua to Kalev. Why aren't they listed? You don't have to list all the intervening generations. So now, I'd like to develop the second major point for the day. We talked about the first major point being Yimei Hezger, that in the meantime, there's a very serious degree of tumah. But after the fact, we could say you get a clean bill of health, and it could even integrate into your mei nezirus. That dialectic. That's point number one. Point number two, we've now refined our understanding of the halacha of kol omer davar b'shem armo. Daniel, what do you have to do? Say this is a tradition that goes back 10 generations. You're really only mechuyev in two things. One, who's the one that told it to me? That's a hakara satov. Daniel, if you heard it from Andrea, you have to acknowledge her role. Then let's say it goes back 10 generations. You don't have to acknowledge all 10 generations, but who do you have to acknowledge? The progenitor of the tradition. Maybe the recipe didn't start with her grandmother, or her great-grandmother, or her great-great-grandmother. Maybe it started with her great-great-grandmother. So what can you say? This recipe comes from Andrea, all the way from her great-great-grandmother. What's the halachic point? That there's a two dinim. I am mechuyev to give hakaras hatov to the one who told me, the direct contact, and also to the one who progenited the tradition. There's nothing wrong with acknowledging the intervening generations, but everybody appreciate the logic. We have to thank the one who gave us the idea, Amol, years and years ago, and the one who communicated it directly to me.
Good.
Says the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva, Dandi with name Rabbi Lazar. Remember, Rabbi Kiva's primary rabbi was Rabbi Lazar. He also learned from Rabbi Yeshua, but really Rabbi Lazar was his primary rabbi. Maim etzem kisaora. Remember, if you have a bone intact that's the size of a barley kernel, small. Maim etzem kisaora she'enu mitami adam ba'ohel. That it doesn't conduct tumah through olal, only through magamasa. Hanazir migaleach amagav. Nonetheless, the nazir, if he's in contact with it, is considered to become a nazir and itman. He has to be migaleach ve'almaso. Revi is dam that has an even more potent form of tumah. Shumitami adam ba'olal that conducts tumah not only through direct contact. Not only through lifting, but through ohel. So Rabbi Lazar responded, your thinking isn't bad, Akiva. Amr li, maze Akiva. In dan kan mi kavachomer. So you can't make a kavachomer in these areas. We'll see more about this in the Gemara. Uchshabati v'rtesi dvarim lifnei Rabbi Yeshua. So then he went to his other Rebbe to see how he would react to this. A kal v'chomer based on Revi's dam, which is metame ba'ala. Amr li yafe amarta, says, very nice. Ella kein amru halacha, but this is halacha l'moshe misinai. We can't really be done a kal v'chomer. So the Gemara wants to now get into a little bit. Ibailu etzem kisaor halacha, or Revi's dam kal v'chomer midani kal v'chomer halacha. Odilma the other way, Revi is Adam halacha. That's halacha Moshe Mitzinai. Ve'etzem mitzora kavachomer ve'indan kavachomer me'alacha. Tashma. So we come to the conclusion: etzem kisaora. That's a halacha. That if you have an intact bone the size of a barley kernel, the fact that that is mitame b'mago masalo be'ohel, the nazir is megaleach. That's halacha Moshe Mitzinai. Revi is dam kavachomer. Revi is dam. You could say ah. That's an even stronger form of tama, because it's metame ba'ol. So for sure, the nazir should be gomleach. And then we say ain dan in kal v'chomer mehalacha. You can't root a kal v'chomer off of halacha l'moshe misinai because it's apples and oranges. Kal v'chomer are the principles of logic. Halacha l'moshe misinai are the principles of transmission. Third major point for the day. Mishnah and Zayin and Aleph Hadron Alach Kohen Gadol. Shrei Nazirim, you have two Nazirim. Amr lam echad. One fellow said to them, Ra'isi echad mikem shenitma v'ni yodeh mikem. I don't know which one of you is tummy. So both of them are subject. Migalchen mavin karban tuma v'karban tara. They make a t'nai. V'omer imanihu tamei karban tuma shali v'karban tara shalcha. And also vice versa. V'imanihu atawar karban tara shali v'karban tuma shalcha. Then they have to repeat the process, sort of finishing off where we started. V'sofrim shloshi yom avin korban tara. V'omer im aniwa tame korban tome shali v'korban tara shalcha. V'zeh korban tara. Siv yam aniwa tar korban tara shali v'korban tome shalcha v'zeh korban tara ascha. So they'll have to observe two full periods of Nizirus, and they'll do it all tonight. Says the Gemara, Ketani, Shnei Nizirim, you have at least two people. Shamalam Reisi Echem Megem Shenitma, Ve'eni Yodei Zemekem, Ve'amai, we have a principle in Halacha, based on the next Masachta, we can hear the footsteps of Sota. Kol Safek, Tama Birshas Hayachem, Meichay Afinan Lan Misota, Ma Sota Boel Venivelos, there are only two parties. Afko Savik Toma Birshas Hayachid, Kigo Diika Betreya, Vohacha Shnei Nizirim, Vahai, Dekai Gabeon Hatlasa. Sahavale Savik Toma Birshas Arabim, Vichol Savik Toma Birshas Arabim, Sveiko Tahor. Remember, the Sota is the source for this idea that any Safik with respect to Toma in a Birshas Hayachid is considered to be Tamei. But how do we define that Sota is always a man and a woman? Here you have three parties, two Nazirim and the third fellow. Shouldn't that take it out of the category of Safek Tumah and privacy, Safek Tumah Birshas HaYachid, and make it into Safek Tumah Birshas HaRabim? Sveiko Tahor, we should be able to disregard this information. So Rabbi Barvuna Ba'omer Ra'isi Tumah Shenizrika B'nechem. I was at a distance, I wasn't with you. And therefore, she says, Nizrika b'neichem, it's really a Safik Tumah b'rishos hayachid. So Amar Ravashi, Dekanami, Taplaim, Zayin, Amar Abayz, Diktani, Ve'enu Yodeya, since he was at a distance, Ezem Ikem, Shmamina. 4 points we saw today. Rabosai, point number one, Yimei Hezger is complicated. Yimei Hezger, we said, when the Mitzorah is potentially in quarantine, a very serious level of tumah is matame mishkav and moshav. Meidach ki, so once he gets his clean bill of health, we can integrate that into a period of nazirus. He never had to shave the hair off his body. He never had to bring a karban. Dialectical institution. A process issue. When are we absolutely obligated to recognize as the sources of our Torah learning the one who told me directly and the one who projected in the tradition? It's two different dinim of Akar HaTov. One, I'm expressing personal gratitude. Yosef told me. And then I'm expressing more generic gratitude that we wouldn't have had this limud in the entire world. Three, you can't build a Kav HaChomer off of Halacha Moshe Misina. Halacha Moshe Misina doesn't necessarily conform to logic. And number four, with respect to Safek Tumah Birshas HaYachid, we limit that to two people based on the precedent of Sota. Rabosai, we'll pick it up here and then Zayin Amud Beis tomorrow. Yashar Koach to everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi.